there's three small pieces of business, since I think we're pretty much at the termination of this session. One is that I wanted to, before I introduce Cynthia Weston, it turned out that it's nearly the last issue of Science, which is Science, Language, and Literacy, and I thought there were a couple of things in there that would be worth reading very short. Editor, Bruce Alberts, says, "How many talented young people are we losing in today's schools driven by test scores that reward teachers for drilling students to remember obscure science words?" Guilty. And by an early reading curriculum based on stories and folktales. Not guilty for that. Instead, we should be rewarding them for teaching science inquiry skills or any inquiry skills and literacy together through collaborative and critical discourse. So that was a good remark. And later in this, there is an item where they're talking about science, language, and literacy, where they're talking about a multimodal approach to learning, do it, talk it, read it, and write it, which I think makes some sense. I'd never seen it posed quite that way. And I think what I could conclude with was that I think what we've hopefully done here today to some extent is to talk about maximizing our teaching opportunities, maximizing our communication opportunities, and the whole ball game at the end is with fairness and high standards. And consistent with that, I would like to say, well, not the high standards so much as the fact that there will be snacks after Professor Weston's remarks, which will not be served until she has, much like holding back the lectures for a day or two. But Cynthia Weston will conclude, and with some remarks. And you can do it, I guess, right from there. That's convenient. So, from here. Oh, and Sharon, you're going to?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
Well,
Sharon, Roy.
Before I let Cynthia do the concluding remarks, I just wanted to take care of some housekeeping details. First of all, I wanted to thank everybody for attending today. This was a new forum for us. We were pretty excited about the opportunity to be able to provide a group setting where we could talk about some of the technologies that are used here to support teaching and learning, and to talk about some of the topics that are really current today, the lecture recording, social networking, and as well as some of our older tools and how we use those to support teaching and learning as well. So thank you, everybody, all the participants, all of our panelists today for showing up. Because this is a new format, we're really encouraging people to give us feedback on what you thought of it. And so you'll be being invited to partake in a survey that's going to be put out tomorrow. And also next week, we're going to have different focus groups that we're hoping you can participate in. We'll give you coffee and cookies if you come. I'd also like to thank Morten Mendelssohn and our new interim CIO, Danielle Levasseur, for supporting this event. Thank you very much. I'd also like to support our organizing committee that was chaired by Joanne Samuel, who's done an incredible amount of work over the past several months. Maggie Latuka, Oksana Mebroda from Content and Collaboration Solutions, Adam Finkelstein from Teaching and Learning Services, Dan O'Connell from Customer Services. I'm so used to the acronyms, I forget how to say it without the acronym, so ICS. And Brian McMillan from Libraries, and a whole host of other people from various areas within IT who helped today to set up all of the equipment, get all the cabling and the wiring done, etc., things like that. So thank you very much. And here's Cynthia Weston.
Well, one of the things I was going to say, Sharon, was to thank you for this format, because I think this has been a really exciting format. One of the things that's often said is that as researchers and as disciplinary experts, we all are members of communities where we go to conferences and we talk with people about our research areas and we are challenged, and that's how we grow and we develop our expertise. But they say that what we do when we teach is we teach in pedagogical solitude. Go into your classroom, you're with your students, but you don't always have a forum and a place to have the kind of conversation that we had today. And I just noticed so much energy and enthusiasm in this room, and it's obvious that people spend so much time thinking about teaching. And the kind of interchange that we had, I think, is a really positive forum for us to to do that kind of learning together, that learning and sharing that happened here today. I also think it raises its visibility at McGill, because we don't talk about it as much, so it's not as visible and not as recognized. So that's another reason that I think this kind of a forum is so important, and thank all of you for your contributions to it. Sharon and I will be working together to follow up on some of the topics that were brought up here today. I think it would be a great idea if we continue to have this kind of interchange around social networking, around teaching in active learning classrooms, around the notion of lectures and what's the kind of value added that happens in a large lecture hall, even with 600 students. So thank you for your contributions and sharing your thinking, giving us insight into some of the specific things that you do. I think it's just been a wonderful opportunity and really enhancing, showing us how you have all enhanced teaching and learning at McGill. Thanks.
I think that concludes, and there are or is food available in the usual place.
And we didn't thank David Harp, our fearless host.
Fearless. Thank you.
Thank you. Huh? It's a great job.
Oh, thanks very much.